Moncrief on News Talk.
For some years, there's been a government-sanctioned badger cull going on in Ireland because of the danger of them spreading TB. But according to an investigation by the Journal, 80% of the animals killed don't have TB at all. Patricia Devlin is a reporter for the Journal Investigates. Afternoon, Patricia.
How are you, Sean?
Could you start by telling us, or giving us some idea of just how bad the situation is with TB in the cattle herd? Is it doing a lot of destruction?
Yes, Sean, it absolutely is. I spoke to quite a lot of farmers who have been impacted by the soaring TB rates. At present, the TB incident rate in Ireland is at 6%. That's the highest it's been in 10 years. And at present, it is predicted to grow. So there's a lot of concern among farmers, a lot of farmers who have had their herds wiped out, which has not only a financial toll, but an emotional toll as well.
Yeah. Now, is it beyond doubt that badgers are responsible for this?
It isn't. The research is very contested, even in countries like Scotland, which has been TB free since 2009. They don't cull badgers. They rely on biosecurity measures to combat TB because their advice is that wildlife present no risk to cattle in terms of TB. Wales also does not have a culling program. It again is following Scotland in employing vaccination and biosecurity measures. And actually, Ireland is only one of two countries in Europe that currently have a government-licensed badger culling programme to combat TB.
Now, the culling programme, is it you capture them and you kill them, or is it you capture them and you have a choice between vaccinating them or killing them?
Yes, so it's done for both culling and for vaccination. But our investigation has looked at figures over the last number of years. And from 2018, when the Department of Agriculture said it was going to move away from culling in favour of vaccination, well, actually recently, over the last few years, we've culled more than we've actually vaccinated. So that's dropped. So that's concerning because, you know, what the Department of Agriculture saying that culling is not sustainable, it can't be sustained because of the impact on badgers. Why are we going in reverse?
Yeah, and is it having an effect or a measurable effect on the numbers of badgers in Ireland?
Well, that's something we did ask, and unfortunately we don't know the exact numbers of badgers in Ireland because of the type of species they are. I think it's estimated that there's currently around 90,000. And to give you an example of the numbers we've culled over 66,000 in the last 10 years. So that's 3/4 of the suspected population.
Yeah. Here. Now, is it the case that there are areas in which they, if they're captured, they will be vaccinated, other areas, well, they'll just be automatically culled? Is that the way it works?
So the Department of Agriculture actually has designated vaccine areas. So these are areas where the primary method of dealing with TB is vaccinating the badgers. But as I say, the figures that we received, particularly over the last couple of years, have shown that the department has actually moved to culling more badgers in vaccine areas than vaccinating them.
Mm. Now, is there a reason for that?
It's directly because of the rise in TB.
No, I mean, because these seem to be independent contractors. Why are independent contractors deciding, no, we'll cull the badgers rather than vaccinate the badgers?
Well, I would assume that comes from the Department of Agriculture, and I assume that is in relation to the rise in TB rates over the last couple of years, that they're deciding to cull instead of vaccinate.
Right, okay. It doesn't seem to be having much of an effect then if the rates of TB are rising.
Well, that's it. It doesn't seem to be making an impact, and the Department of Agriculture says this isn't sustainable and that actually vaccinating has just as much an impact as culling. So why are we still culling is the question.
And Is it possible to know, as a proportion, how many of the culled badgers have been then subsequently tested for TB?
We know that from 2020 to 2025, just over 10,000 were culled and then tested. Now, that's far smaller than the actual numbers that were culled for those years. But of those badgers that were culled, over 8,000 tested negative for TB following tests. So those badgers were healthy, over 8,000 of them.
Right. OK, so that's the overwhelming majority of them were TB free. The traps themselves, how do they work?
So the Department of Agriculture uses what they call a stop body restraint, which is basically like a steel wire with a lip. Now, wildlife activists say this is not a stop body restraint. It is a snare. And what happens is they're set beside badger sets at nighttime. And when the badgers come out, they are caught in them around their waist. And so people, particularly those in animal welfare, say they're cruel because not only are they indiscriminate in that they capture other wildlife and even dogs, but they also cause horrific internal injuries to the animals.
So even if they're subsequently vaccinated, they may well have received fatal injuries anyway.
Yes, and our figures show that over the last number of years, that 62 badgers died in those traps.
How much is this scheme costing?
You're talking in the millions. I mean, it's part of the TB eradication strategy. I think last year was around 100 million. So I don't have the actual figures just for culling and for vaccination, but I mean, you're talking huge figures.
My word. Patricia Devlin is a reporter for the journal Investigates. Patricia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Sean.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.